I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a man who whistled while he worked. Fred Lowery was born on November 2, 1909 in Palestine, Texas. Lowery lost his eyesight at age 2, so his parents enrolled him at the Texas School for the Blind in Austin, where his piano teacher helped him develop a talent for whistling. In 1929, Lowery began performing on Texas radio shows. In 1934, he moved to New York City and joined Vincent Lopez's orchestra, eventually earning the nickname the King of the Whistlers. During his career, Fred Lowery performed and recorded with such stars as Steve Allen, Bing Crosby, and Bob Hope. Lowery also whistled his way to the White House in Carnegie Hall before he died in Jacksonville, Texas in 1984. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.